Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode, I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called The Risk of Sounding Corporate Online. Let's dive in. Your brand sounds like every other brand because you're speaking corporate instead of culture. The moment you use synergy or best in class, you've lost the room and the conversion. Today, we're exploring why cultural fluency beats corporate speak every time and how to fix it fast. Here's the thing about corporate language. It creates emotional distance between your brand and your audience. Real people don't say streamlined solutions. They say, "This makes my life easier." Cultural intelligence means speaking the language your audience actually uses in their daily conversations, not the language you learned in business school. Let me give you a framework I call the mirror test. Research shows that authentic language increases engagement by 67% compared to corporate messaging. The mirror test is simple. Would your target customer actually say this phrase to a friend? If it sounds like it came from a boardroom, rewrite it like it came from a group chat. When you're auditing your copy, replace features with feelings. Advanced technology becomes works like magic. Swap industry jargon for cultural references your audience knows and loves. Test every headline against one question. Does this sound human or corporate? Let's look at Wendy's versus McDonald's Twitter strategy. Wendy's ditched corporate politeness for cultural sass, roasting competitors with Gen Z humor and internet slang. McDonald's stuck to safe corporate messaging, missing viral moments and cultural relevance completely. The result? Wendy's became a cultural icon while McDonald's remained just fast food. The lesson here is clear. Cultural risk-taking beats corporate safety every single time. Before you publish your next campaign, read it out loud like you're texting your target customer. If it sounds stiff or fake, you're speaking corporate. Rewrite until it sounds human. Cultural connection happens when your audience thinks they get me, not they're selling me. Here's the bigger picture. Brands that move at the speed of culture don't just avoid corporate language. They embrace cultural fluency as a competitive advantage. When you sound like your audience, you become part of their world instead of interrupting it. That's where real connection lives and where sustainable growth follows. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stay ahead of culture, stay ahead of competitors. Grab the Cultural Intelligence Report at moveatthespeedofculture.com.